文大于过这些的人。
Thank the Lord for He has been keeping us for the past few years.
时间过得很快。
Time really flies.
我们分别有三年之久。
It has been 3 years since I last saw you all.
感谢主，主保守我们。
But thank the Lord that He truly has kept us.
又有一次能够在主里一同见面。
So once again, we can come to see one another again in the Lord and have fellowship.
Yeah, 我盼望在这几天的聚会里头。
And I hope that in these few days meeting,
主能够对我们说话。
The Lord will speak to us.
好，谢谢。也许。我们先读一段的圣经。
Shall we now first read few portions of the Bible?
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
三十四、三十五两节。
Verse 34 and 35.
如果不是让我们习惯，我们一起读，好，用我们方便的话，我们一同来读一遍。
We will read it together in your own language, please.
好，这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话。若不用比喻，就不对他们说什么。这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。关于这里说到主为什么常常用比喻。
These two verses tell us that why the Lord often uses parables.
他有一个目的。
And our Lord has a purpose.
要借着比喻。
That is through the parable.
把天国所隐藏的奥秘，把它发明出来。
He wants to make known all the mysteries kept from the foundation of the world about the mystery of the kingdom God.
这个发明出来，原文有一个意思，就是把它揭露出来，揭开。
To utter these things in its original rendering has this meaning that is to disclose this mystery.
关于天国可以说是神永远计划的一个中心。
Concerning the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, we could say that it's the very center of God's eternal purpose.
神在历史历代里面所有的工作有一个中心，就是围着天国的实现。
Throughout the ages and generations, all of God's work had this very focus, that is the fulfillment consummation of the kingdom of heaven.
但是天国却是一个奥秘。
However, kingdom of heaven is a mystery.
若不是神把它揭开，没有人能够明白这个天国的奥秘。
If God does not disclose it to us, then nobody would be able to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
在圣经里头，我们看见，无论是旧约是新约，里面充满了天国启示的话语。
And also in the Bible, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, we could see all the words of revelation on the kingdom of heaven.
但也主耶稣也用许多的比喻，要把天国的奥秘把它发明出来。
And our Lord Jesus using all these parables in order to make known the very mystery of this kingdom heaven.
无论是主明明的说，或者是用比喻来发表。
Whether our Lord make it known to us through the parables or simply say it so plainly.
若不是 我们蒙神的教导，得着圣灵的帮助，我们都没有办法来领会，来明白天国的奥秘。
But without the revelation from God, the help from the Holy Spirit, none of us will be able to understand, to comprehend the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在新约里头，或者说四福音里头，主耶稣在世的时候，讲了。应该有49个比喻。
In New Testament, or in the four Gospels, where our Lord was on earth, He used 49 parables.
但是，路加福音16章，那个财主和拉撒路的故事，应该不是比喻，乃是一个事实。
But in Luke 16, the story about the wealthy person and Lazarus should not be counted as one of the parables. It is a historical event.
主讲那么多的比喻，只有一个目的。
And our Lord has spoken so many parables for this one purpose.
他一直要借助这些比喻，把天国的奥秘把它解开。
That is through all these parables, our Lord wants to disclose the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
他盼望人能够领会，能够明白天国的奥秘。
He hopes that people would comprehend, would understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
但今天晚上
，and tonight，
没有准备要讲主耶稣在世上所讲的比喻。
I'm not prepared to share on all the parables which our Lord had used while He was on earth.
我们要回到旧约里头去。
But we will go back to Old Testament.
神曾经向先知耶利米，让他看见一个比喻。
God once allowing the prophet Jeremiah seeing this parable.
特别在最近这些日子里头。
Especially in these days.
神特别把耶利米所看见的那一个比喻摆在我心中。
The Lord has been placing this very parable that He allowed Jeremiah see in my heart.
我不能不常仰望在主的面前。
I cannot help but often look unto our Lord.
到底耶利米所看见的耶和华所说的这一个比喻是什么意思？
What does it mean, the parable that the Lord gave to Jeremiah, exactly what does it mean?
我发现
And I realized,
这个比喻太重要了。
This parable is so important.
那我们一同来读。
Let's now read this parable together.
旧约的耶利米书第十八章。
That's in Jeremiah, Old Testament, chapter 18.
我们要从第一节看到第十节。
We will read from verse 1 to 4.
那我们先读前面的四节。
Let's first read these four verses.
就是第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
好，我们用我们方便的话，大家来读一次。
We could just use the language which is convenient to us. Read it together, please.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。我就下到窑匠的家里去，正义他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。很稀奇。
Amazing.
当日耶和华有话要叫耶利米去向神的百姓宣告。
The Lord had word for Jeremiah to go to make it known to the Israelites.
但是神却要耶利米先到一个窑匠的家里去。
But first, he wanted Jeremiah to go to Potter's house.
就是我们现在这个窑匠啊，就是我们现在的人所说的那个陶人。
And the potter is what in modern terms those who make ceramics.
做那个陶瓷的那些匠人。
The craftsman who make ceramic wares.
然后耶利米就听话到一个窑匠家里去。
So Jeremiah obeyed God and went to a potter's house.
看见窑匠把他手中的泥土放在那个转轮上面，转盘上面，在那里转。
And he saw the potter, placing the clay in his hand upon this turning wheel.
他发现这个窑匠所做的那个器皿做坏了。
And he saw that when the potter saw that the vessel was marred.
但是这个窑匠没有轻言放弃。
However, the potter did not give up yet.
他也没有把这块泥头丢。
Nor did he simply throw aside this lump.
把在他手中的这一块做坏的泥土。
But with this clay that was marred in his hand.
照着窑匠的意思，在那里做另外一个器皿。
According to his own thought, he now made it into another vessel.
也许是更好的器皿。
Maybe even a better vessel.
也可能是比较坏的器皿。
Or maybe it turned out to be even worse.
感谢神。
But thank God.
这个比喻。
This parable.
叫耶利米看见什么。
What did it enable Jeremiah see?
那今天对于我们这些神的儿女又是什么意思？
And to us God's children today, what does it mean?
地上有许多的巧匠。
There are so many skilled craftsmen on earth.
他们的技术功夫非常的高明。
Their skills, their expertise are simply excellent.
但是
But
再是再好的巧匠
Even with a better craftsman,
也可能有失手的时候。
There are times that he might fail.
不小心就把那一块泥土做坏了。
Maybe just accidentally he just ruined that clay.
泥土本身没有意见。
Now, regarding this clay, it has no opinions at all.
窑匠要怎样做它，就怎样做。
Whatever the potter sees fit, he will make the kind of vessel.
所以这个窑匠啊，把那块泥土做坏了，是窑匠的责任。
So it is the potter's responsibility if he ruined this clay.
他失手了。
You know, he simply made a mistake.
可是感谢神，这个窑匠不轻言放弃。
This potter never gave up so easily.
他宝贝这一块泥土。
Because he cherishes this
他要再来过。把它做成器皿。
So one more time, he's going to make it into another vessel.
那这里告诉我们什么？
And what does it teach us here?
感谢神。
Praise be to God.
我们的神。
Our God.
他是一个全智、全能的神。
He is the omniscient, omnipotent God.
而我们呢，都是他手中的泥土。
And us, we are simply like the clay in his hand.
不过在那个窑匠世上的窑匠的泥土是死的，没有意见。
But the clay in the craftsman's hand on earth is dead without any saying.
但在耶和华神手中的泥土
，and this clay in the Lord God's hand，
就是您，就是我。
That you and I，
我们这些泥土啊是活的。
We as clay are living，
是有意志的。
We have self-will.
我们有我们的想法。
We have our own thoughts.
有我们的主张。
We have our own opinions.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神是无所不能。
God is almighty, can do everything.
在他手里，他绝对不会失手。
Anything is in his hand will never fail.
而把我们弄坏了。
He will never break us.
问题出在哪里？
But what's the problem here?
在我们这些在神手中这些活的泥土。
The problem is we who are the living clay in His hand.
我们跟神的配合有多少？
What, how much is our cooperation with our God?
这个我想，对不起，我想这是我们要看见的头一个点。
And this is the very first point that we need to see.
那我们再来读下面的六节圣经。
And now we'll continue to read the following six verses.
好，第五节读到第十节。
To verse 10.
耶和华的话就临到我说。
House of Israel, can I not do with you as its potter, said the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to fall down, to destroy it,
我所说的那一帮若是转意离开他们时候，我就必后悔不将我所说的事情引入他们。我何时论到一帮和一国说我要见主，他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就不后悔不将我所说的不记录到他。这里说到神对他的子民，
The text says how God treats his people.
无论他的子民是怎样，
Regardless how his people might be.
有的人真是在主面前，
Some people before the Lord
情形非常的不好，
They are really out of the form in bad condition.
他们真是该受神的惩罚。
And they should be punished by God.
可是神爱他们。
However, God loves them.
若是他们能悔改归向神。
If they are able to repent and turn to God.
神本来要降灾祸给他们。
Originally, God would bring disaster upon them.
因着他百姓的心转向神。
And because the heart of his people had turned to God.
不后悔的神在这里说，我就必后悔。
The God who never regrets said here, I will relent.
不把我说的灾祸临到他们。
I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon them.
相反的，有的神的儿女。
On the contrary, there are some of God's children.
神本来的意思是要赐福给他们。
God's original will was to bless them.
也许因为他们觉得他们是蒙福的子民，
But because maybe they thought they were so blessed,
他们却没有好好顺服神。
They did not thoroughly follow God.
却离开神而作恶。
Instead, they departed from God and they did evil.
神说，
So God said,
我就必后悔。
I will relent.
不把福气降于他们。
Concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it.
所以在这里就给我们看见。
So here the text teaches us.
神的子民在神的手中。
That God's children are in his hand.
是蒙福呢？受祸呢？
Whether they receive blessings or they receive evil.
完全系在我们这一边在神面前的光景。
It all depends on our conditions in his presence.
我们的心若肯转向神，
If our heart is willing to turn to God,
虽然我们本来是该受祸的，是一个坏的器皿，
Even though we are originally to be punished, our bad vessels,
却因为我们的心转向神，
But because our heart has now turned to God,
这一位全能全智的神，他就能把我们做成一个蒙福的器皿。
This omnipotent, omniscient God is able to make us into a vessel of blessing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的神从来不需要后悔。
Our God never has to regret.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
我们常常有的时候做错事了会后悔。
Often when we do something wrong, we just regret.
因为失去了机会会后悔。
Because we have lost the opportunity, so we still regretful.
我们的神不会后悔。
But it is not so with our God.
可是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
这位不后悔的神，
this God who does not regret,
对于他的子民，
toward his subject,
他心中有何等的期待。
Has such a waiting the aspiration for his people.
他何等不愿意降灾祸给他的子民。
How much he does not want to inflict all the disasters upon his people.
他多么盼望神的子民能在他面前蒙恩。
How much he hopes that all his people will receive his blessings before him.
这一位不后悔的神。
But this God who does not regret.
竟然常围着我们，他后悔了。
Has now regretted for us.
前面一个后悔，感谢神，神后悔了。
The very first regret, we should give thanks to God because he now relents.
我们都是该被弃绝了。
We're all supposedly to be forsaken.
可是就因为我们的心转向他。
But just because our hearts now turn to God.
他显然后悔了。
Now he relents.
不降祸给我们。
He does not inflict all the calamity.
赐福给我们。
Instead, he gives us the blessing.
但另外一面的后悔。
But on the other hand, that regret.
有些神的百姓在神面前，神是定义赐福给他们。
Speaks of those people whom God has determined to bless them.
但因为他们没有好好配合神。
But because they do not cooperate well with God.
神说我必后悔。
Therefore God says, now I relent.
这一个在神的心中不知道有多少的痛。
And you could imagine how painful it is in God's heart on this.
是因为不背负自己的神。
The very God who never denied himself.
好像他做了一件背负自己的事情。
Now, as though he's doing something that denies himself.
这是神的无奈。
And this is something God cannot help with.
这是神心中的痛。
And this is the anguish, the pain in the
heart. 我们不要以为说怎么会矛盾呢？
Don't you think there is any confliction here?
神在神身上发现他的好像矛盾。
In God, although we see seem there is some controversy here,
一切是因为爱的缘故。
But this is all because of the love of God.
所以求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord command his grace to us. This parable,
和我们又有什么关系呢？
How does it relate to us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
简单的说，
Simply put,
神把我们这些孩子扼在他的手中。
God has held us, his children, his hands.
神一直要在我们身上做一个工。
All the time God wants to do his work in us.
让我们发现我们在神手中是一个不好的器皿。
So we will realize that in God's hand we are originally bad vessels.
是一个不蒙福的器皿。
Vessels that should not be blessed.
不能好好让神来用的器。
Vessels that could not be used well by God.
可是他没有放弃。
But God never gave up.
只要我们的心转向。
As long as our hearts turn to Him.
我们更愿意把自己摆在他的手中。
As long as we're willing to commit ourselves into His hands.
这一位全能全智的神。
The very omnipotent, omniscient God.
不要把我们这些毁坏无用的器皿。
Once turn us.The useless, the ruined vessels,
他能改变我们。
To change us,
他能做工在我们的身上。
To work in us,
使我们有一天能成为神手中合用的器。
So that one day we will be turned into useful vessels in his hands.
但是这一个工作。
However, this very task,
在神那一边。
On the part of God,
都感觉非常的不容易。
Even with God, it is a very difficult task.
我们需要主帮助我们。
We do need God's help.
来看见在神那边有多为难。
So we could see that on the part of God, even with Him, there is a very, very difficult situation.
这一位全能的神。
This omnipotent God.
说有就有。
As he said, and it is done.
命立就立。
And he commanded it to be done.
从来没有做不到的事。
Nothing is impossible with him.
可是神有一个不能。
However, there is so-called impossible with him.
他遇见我们这些蒙他救赎的孩子。
When he touches us, all the children redeemed by him.
他把我们扼在他的手中。
As he holds us in his hand.
他就何等的不容易。把我们做到一个地步，让我们发现，让我们承认， 我们是一个不合用的器皿。
It is how difficult that he will continue to work in us so that we'll know that we are so useless, not agreeable with God as vessels.
我们人好可怜。
And so miserable we are. And we are so weak.
神稍微恩待我们一点。
If God should be gracious to us a little bit.
神稍微成全我们一点。
If God should allow our wishes to be filled a little bit.
何解说神赐给我们一点恩赐一点爱他的心。
Or to say, should God just give us this love for him.
我们愿意来侍奉他。
And so that we are willing to serve him. Willing to love him.
可是我们非常的容易。
But how easy it is for us.
你会说感谢神。
And saying, oh, thank God.
我在神手中很重要。
I'm so important in God's hand.
我在神手里很蒙恩。
And I'm so blessed in his hand.
竟然能够有一个懂得爱他的心。
That I would have this heart. I know how to love him.
愿意在他的家中来学习服侍他。
And I'm willing in his house to learn to serve him.
愿意出一点代价来侍奉他。
And I'm willing to pay certain price simply to serve him.
我们的话可以怎样说？
Our words could go to any extent.
哎呀，我不行，我不够不上。
And saying that, oh, no, I cannot measure up. I'm really nothing.
亏欠主的恩。
Oh, we fall so much short of God's grace.
但是另外一面。
The other side of us.
在我们的深处。
Within the very depths of our heart.
很多时候是恋恋自喜。
Sometimes we're so complacent, we're very small.
哎呀，感谢主。
We thank God.
主实在恩待我。
The Lord truly has been gracious to us.
当我们看见弟兄姐妹有的时候软弱、冷淡、退后。
Sometimes when we see brothers and sisters, they're weak, they seem to backslide, and they are cold.
我们替他们可惜啊。
And we just feel sorry for them.
我们为着我们蒙保守，真是感谢主。
And then we thank God that He has kept us.
但是在感谢之余。
But beside all this thanksgiving,
在我们的深处。
In the very depth of our heart,
感谢主。
We need to thank Him.
主恩待我了。
That God truly has been gracious to us.
我们很不容易。
It's very hard for us.
不容易有一个感觉说。
It's very hard for us to have this feeling.
我们真是亏欠主。
We actually fall short of him.
我在洛杉矶。
I live in Los Angeles.
那是祷告聚会。
At the prayer meeting.
有弟兄们在那里领聚会，唱一些诗歌。
And some brothers will be leading the meeting and sing hymns.
就是作诗的人就说到我们在主面前的软弱、亏欠、败坏。
The hymn writer would be talking about all our weakness, our corruption, or all our backsliding.
我们何等需要主的怜悯。
Oh, how much we need God's mercy.
但是很稀奇，诗歌唱完了。
But amazingly, right after we finished singing,
好几位弟兄姐妹的祷告。
As so many brothers and sisters started to pray.
心中满了感谢赞美。
And their hearts were just filled with thanksgiving and praise.
那我们来到聚会中
that,
感谢主赞美主有错吗
that, now we could come to the meeting and is there anything wrong about praising, thanking God?
其实我觉得那首诗歌的感觉不是这样
I just felt that that's not the feeling, the take of that hymn.
我们在主面前的光景也不是那样
Nor is our conditions before God.
真是像有的诗歌所说的。
Just as some hymns would say.
我们对他没有办法赞美。
There's no way we could praise him.
我们在很多事上亏缺他的荣耀。
Because in so many things we come short of God's glory.
我们真是需要伏在灰尘中。
We really need to bow down in the dust.
来仰望主的怜悯。
And simply look onto his mercy.
很稀奇，神的儿女感觉不一样。
Amazingly, God's children do not feel the same way.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
好，那我们来看。
That's now.
关于神的工作。
Consider God's word.
我们再读一节圣经。
We will read another verse.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
对不起，是哥林多后书。
Excuse me, Second Corinthians.
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
好，我们读。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。这里新造原文的意思比较，就是说是新的创造的人。
New creation in its original means the new created being.
我们得以在基督里，是神的一个新的创造，新的工作。
We are in Christ because of God, and this is God's new creation, new work.
那我们要看。
Now we shall see.
神有新造的工作。
God has this new created work.
彼此也有旧造的工作。
Then there must be the work of old creation.
什么是神旧的创造呢？
What is God's old creation?
他用他的全能。
With his omnipotence.
创造了万有。
He created the whole universe.
说有就有，命立就立。
God spoke and it is done. And then he commanded it to fast.
后来他也创造了人。
And then later God also created man.
这一些创造。
But with all this creation,
跟后来神在基督里头的创造
as opposed to the creation God did in Christ,
前面那个是旧的创造
the first creation is the old creation,
在基督里头的这个创造是新的创造
and this creation in Christ is a new creation.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
何等的可惜啊
it's quite a shame.
神那么多旧的创造
with all that old creation,
因着撒旦的背叛
And because of the rebelling of Satan,
因着人类的堕落
and because of man's fall,
神那些美好的创造都被破坏了
that excellent creation is now ruined.
连神所宝贝的人也受了撒旦的引诱堕落了
Even man whom God cherished so much fell and sinned.
神怎么办
Now, what would God do?
他不能失败
God would never fail.
所以他就在基督里头重新来一个新的工作。
Therefore, in Christ, he started this new work.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
你我因信而蒙了神的恩典。
You and I receive his grace by faith.
得以在基督里头成为神的儿女。
So that we now become children of God in Christ.
这是神的一个新的创造。
And this is God's new creation.
那我们再读一节圣经。
Let's now read another verse.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
好，谢谢。好，谢谢。好，我们来读哈。我们都，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，唯要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。啊，前面说。我们都是他的工作。
The verse first says that we are his workmanship.
这个工作
this work
一个原文的意思是杰作
in its original means masterpiece
是神的代表作
it's the very masterpiece that could represent God
神许多工作中最好的一个工作
in the midst of all of God's works This is the very best one.
神这个杰作是什么？
And what is of his masterpiece?
乃是我们这些蒙恩的孩子。
That's all of us who have received his grace.
他把我们放在基督里头。
He has placed us in Christ.
得着他的新生命。
Has received his new life.
这是新创造的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of this new creation.
神还要一直在我们身上做一个最好的工作。
And then God will continue to work his best work in us.
这个工作乃是在基督里头来做。
And this very work is being done in Christ.
那神的目的会做什么？
And for what purpose God does this?
为做叫我们行善。
So that we would do good work.
就是神所预备 叫我们行的。
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
在这里
，here，
神的话常常被我们神的儿女好像弃绝了。
God's word is so often rejected by His children.
领会的太低了。
Or we understand it at such a low level.
好多神儿女有一个思想。
Many of God's children have this thought
神在基督里头救了我们了
that God has saved us in Christ Jesus
神要做工在我们的身上
that He would work in us
让我们能有一个好的行为
so that we would have good behavior
来行善
to do good
但是弟兄姐妹
but brothers and sisters
这里的行善
here
乃是神预备叫我们行的善
To do good works means that the very good works that God has prepared for us to walk in them.
主耶稣曾经对一个少年人说
Once Lord Jesus Christ said to a young man,
你为什么称我是良善的夫子呢
Why do you call me good?
除了神以外
Apart from God,
再没有良善
There is no good.
主耶稣的意思
Lord Jesus means,
他不是来教人怎么做一个良善的人
That he does not come to the world to teach people to behave well.
他来是要我们接受他的工作成为良善
But he wants us to receive his work to become good.
良善就是像神
Good simply means to be God-like.
只有神才是良善
Because only God is good.
我们要被他做工到一个地步
And we willHe will work in us to such an extent
和他的性情有份
that we are partakers of his divine nature.
神所预备叫我们行的
Then we are able to work the thing that he has prepared for us to walk in them. And this is God's hope, dear brothers and sisters.
在神整个的新创造里头
in all of God's new creation,
神把我们摆在基督的里面
God has placed us in Christ,
使我们成为一个新的创造
so that we have become new creation.
这是就着救恩的地位来说
This speaks of the position as about our salvation.
神做了一切
God has made all things.
只要我们相信，我们接受。
As we believe in Him, we accept it.
就这么一相信，一接受。
Just believe it and receive it.
我们就已经成为在基督里头神的新的创造。
And then right away we become new creation in Jesus Christ from God.
太简单了。
Too simple.
完全是神的恩典。
It's totally from God's grace.
我们只是好像答应，我们只是接受。
All we do is simply respond to Him and receive it.
而且无论我们得救以后情形如何
，and regardless of the spiritual conditions after we are saved,
感谢主
，Thank God,
一次得救，永远得救。
Once you're saved, you're saved forever.
一有永生，永不灭亡。
Once you have eternal life, you will never perish.
这是神的杰作的开始。
And this is the very beginning of God's masterpiece.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
在我们是太容易了。
On our part, it seems too easy.
真是太便宜了。
And everything comes so cheap.
完全是恩典。
Because it's all grace.
但在施恩的神。
But on the part of God who gives grace.
他是何等的代价。
What a price he has to pay.
为着救赎我们。
In order to redeem us.
为着把我们摆在他儿子的里面。
In order to place us in his son.
他牺牲了。他的独生爱
He has sacrificed his only begotten son.
他的爱子，我们的主耶稣
The beloved son of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
为着成就神的心意
In order to fulfill God's will.
为着拯救我们这些无望的罪人
In order to save all of us, the hopeless sinners.
他顺服父神
He obeyed Father God.
来到这个卑微的世界
Came to this base world,
受尽多少的痛苦折磨
suffered all the torment and all the anguish.
最终
in the end,
他把他自己交给人
he gave himself to God.
蒙受一切的痛苦和羞辱
he suffered all the shame and reproaches and pain.
他何等悲惨的痛苦的死在十字架上
How painfully How hurting that he died on the cross.
圣洁的羔羊。
The very holy lamb.
却承担了我们全人类的罪孽。
Bore all the iniquities of all mankind.
我们的罪孽把主压伤了。
It is our iniquity that has bruised our Lord.
因为他在十字架上担当我们众人的罪。
Because on the cross he bore all of our iniquities.
他遭受神的弃绝。
He simply received God's rejection.
所以他在十字架上，他在那里呼喊。
Therefore, on the cross, he cried out,
我的神，我的神。
My God, my God.
为什么离弃我？
Why have you forsaken me?
弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister.
我们得救太便宜了。
It seems so cheap that we're just saved like this.
可是。
But.
神和他的儿子。为我们付上何等的代价。
But what a price God and His Son has to pay.
但感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是一次过就完成了。
It is done once and it is finished forever.
这是主给我们的救恩的地位非常的稳固。
This is the position that the Lord has granted us is bedrock assured.
但弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们能够成为神手中的杰作,
to become the very master word piece in, of God's hand,
我们能够让神照着他的旨意做工在我们身上,
whether we will allow God to work in us according His will,
这是一条漫长的道路,
this is such a long journey,
需要神用他的全智全能来做工在我们身上。
It requires all of God's omnipotence, omniscience to work in us.
也需要我们这些活的泥土。
It also requires us as the living clay.
愿意把自己交给他。
To be willing to offer ourselves to Him.
让他自由地做工在我们的。
So He could work in us freely.
所以亲爱的弟兄。
So dear brothers and sisters.
救恩的地位一次过。得救，永远得救。
As to the position of our salvation, once it's finished, forever is assured.
我们能够被他成全。
But whether we're able to be perfected by Him,
让他预备我们来行他所要我们行的善。
So that He could prepare us to walk in the good works that He has prepared for us.
在神是非常的不容易。
Even on the part of God, it is very difficult.
所以保罗对加拉太的众教会说
Therefore, Paul says this to all the Galatian church.
他们都蒙恩了，都得救了。
All of them have received salvation, have been saved.
可是他们路走错了。
However, they walk in the wrong path.
他们又回到律法去了。
They return back to the law.
所以保罗很沉重的向他们呼唤。
Therefore, Paul cried out to them so heavily.
我为你们再受生产的苦。
Once again, I suffer the travail.
保罗经历生产的苦。
Once again, Paul went through this travailing.
借着福音，
through the gospel,
把他们生了。
Paul had borne them.
好像已经生下来了。
As though they were born already.
产难已经过去了。
This pain in childbirth had passed.
可是他们能否在基督里蒙保守，好好的长进。
But whether they were able to be kept in the Lord and to proceed well in the Lord.
保罗很清楚。
It's very clear in Paul's heart.
为他们再受生产之苦。
Paul said once again, I have to suffer this travail again.
在座做妈妈的姐妹们，你们应该特别有感觉。
All the mothers here, all the sisters who are mothers here, you should have the same feeling.
心爱宝贝的儿女生下来。
In order to give birth to our cherishable babies.
都经历相当生产的痛苦。
We all experience this excruciating pain.
孩子生下来了。
Once the baby was born.
感谢主，惨难过去了。
We thank the Lord, this travail is finished.
世上来了一个新的人。
Because on earth there
is a new person. 就把生产的苦忘了。
Therefore, mothers would forget all the pain at birth.
另外一方面。
But, on the other hand.
为做这个心肝宝贝。
But it's an adorable baby.
他能够好好的长大。
Whether this baby is able to grow well.
我们信主的人还盼望，他们不只要长大成人。
And as to our believers, not only should they grow mature,
他们能够好好的认识主，好好的爱主，好好走主的路。
They should know the Lord, love the Lord, and walk well in the path of the Lord.
真是属灵的母亲。
A truly a spiritual mother.
爱主的母亲。
The mother who loves the Lord.
为着他们的儿女能够好好的长大。
In order for their children to grow well in the Lord.
还继续的经受生产的苦难。
Needs to continue to go through this travailing.
年轻的孩子们。
Young children here.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
都是妈妈经过生产之苦才把你们生下来。
You are all born because your mother suffered all this travailing.
那么生下来就好了。
And now, after you were born, is everything okay?
他们爱你们。
Now, because they love you so much,
为你们受生产之苦。
They will continue to suffer this travailing for you. Thank the Lord.
今天你们能来参加这个聚会。
Today, you are able to come to attend this meeting.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
你的孩子，礼拜五晚辛苦了一个礼拜，到了礼拜五晚上要好好快乐快乐。
To some kids, after they work so hard for the whole week, at the end of the week on Friday night, they just want to have fun.
感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord.
你好乖，还来参加这个聚会。
You're a good kid. You come to this meeting.
那求主祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you all.
不过，也许有的人说不是啊。是爸爸妈妈强迫我们来的。
But some of you might say, no, my parents forced me to be here.
不来，爸爸会生气的。
If I don't come, my dad would be mad.
不来，妈妈会难过的。
And if I don't come, my mom would feel bad. Therefore, I came.
就是这样。
Even so, we still thank the Lord.
你们总是来了。
After all, you're here.
盼望有一天你们更蒙恩。
We have just hope one day you will receive even more blessings.
不是为着爸爸妈妈来的。
Not for the sake of your parents.
爸爸妈妈这样不容易的把我们生下来了。
But it's because it's so hard for your mother to give birth to you.
而且让我们知道神是多么爱我们这些小孩子。
And your mother allows you to know how God loves us.
我们应该好好的来认识他。跟随他。
That we should know him well, know God well, and follow him.
你们就蒙福了。
In such way, you will truly be blessed.
我看到你们。
Once I see you.
我就想到我自己。
I think of myself.
我也是妈妈抱到聚会里头去了。
With me, also my mom carried me to the meeting.
慢慢的，我也可以说爸爸妈妈，爸妈妈在那里聚会。
And gradually, I just accompanied my parents to different meetings.
他们在那里摆饼纪念主。
As they broke bread, as they
remembered
the Lord. 也没
有人问我到底信了没有。
Nobody ever asked me whether I believe in the Lord.
他们在那里吃，我在那里看。
As they were breaking the bread, I was looking at them.
敬拜会的时候，他们是都跪下来的敬拜神。
As they were worshiping God, they all knelt down.
我也陪他们跪了好几年。
So I knelt down alongside for several years, thank God.
慢慢的。
But gradually, the Lord showed me grace.
我也蒙恩了。
And then we received His grace.
而且有一点心愿意侍奉。
And I have this heart to serve Him.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主
求
主。祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you all.
记得爸爸妈妈的苦心。
Now, through all of the hard work of your parents.
记得神爱你们。
Through the love that God has for you.
若是能够从年幼、年少就认识主，那是太好了。
It's a wonderful thing that you can know the Lord since your youth.
像我自己的爸爸。
Like my own father.
他是到了年纪大了。
It's until he was very old.
在罪恶中打滚，好大的日子。
After he wallowed in sins many, many years.
把身体也弄坏了。
Even his body was ruined.
感谢主，到了晚年
Lord, at his old age,
他终于接受主了。
Finally, he received the Lord.
好是好呀。
as wonderful as this was, so many precious days have been wasted away. So I really thank
God
that even at our youth, we're able to receive God's grace
受主的喜悦,
and being taught by Him. Truly, this is God's great grace. May the Lord keep you all. Are you coming tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night? I still have very important messages I want to share with you. I hope it's not because in the Friday you have meetings, so you come, and on Saturdays you just have days off.
若是可能,
if possible,
啊, 盼望你们都来, 啊,
I hope all of you could come.
啊, 我们有约, 啊, 明天晚上, 我们在这里见,
that maybe
下午跟我们,
we'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay, 好, 那我们来继续来看,
let's now continue to consider God's work.
为着神的子民, 对于神的一个反应,
as to God's subject, the response to God's salvation. We will read two passages. Second Timothy, chapter 2.
20节21节在大会人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的能落自己脱离卑贱的事就被做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用
This text shows us
这里所说的大户人家,
that so-called a great house here.
他主要要说一件事, 在宇宙间有一个最大的家庭,
the main point is that in the whole universe, there is this greatest house.
就是神的家,
that is the house of God.
就是神的教会,
the church of God.
这一个家是一个很大很大的一个家,
this house is so tremendous.
那在这个家中,
but in this house, there are many kinds of vessels.
有的人蒙恩,
some people are so blessed to become vessels of gold and silver.
但是有的人好像差一些,
but others seem to do worse. They are simply vessels of wood
木器,
and clay in the house.
金银, 经过火,
golden,
试验, 不会坏的,
golden silver being refined, going through the fire, will never decay.
而且金是经过火的炼, 银是经过顶的炼来完成的,
and gold is through the refiner, and silver is through the crucible.
木器瓦器,
and the wood, the vessels of wood and clay
是不能经火的,
cannot go through fire,
是不能碰撞的,
you should not touch them, otherwise they would break.
瓦器一碰,
once you crush the wood, the clay, it
再,
simply break.
再好的木器, 经过火, 就烧掉了,
no matter how good the vessel of wood might be, going through fire is finished. Like in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
他说啊, 我们的工程, 如果是用金器, 金银, 宝石, 经过火, 就能存留,
all our work, if they are gold and silver and precious stones, going through fire, they still remain.
但是那个草木和街的工程呢, 经过火就通通烧掉了,
as to all the work of wood, hay and straw, should they go through the fire, then everything is burned up.
这是指做什么?
What does this mean?
有一天, 我们都要到基督的台前,
that someday we'll all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and the Lord will judge us.
那么我们的工程若经过审判能存留的，
if all of the work after the judgment could remain,
它就是金器银器，
then these are the vessels of gold and silver,
是金银宝石，
gold, silver, precious stone.
若是草木和秸秆，就会被烧掉。
Our works are wood, hay, and straw. They will all be burned up.
那从这两段圣经给我们看。
So from these two texts, we could come to the conclusion.
在神的家中。
That in the house of God.
神所盼望得着的是一些金器银器。
What God desire to gain is the vessels of gold and silver.
这些器皿是宝贵的器皿。
Because these vessels are precious.
是贵重的。
They are noble.
但是草木和秸。
But wood, clay, and straw.
木器瓦器。
All those vessels of wood and clay, they are lowly.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
难道我们这个讲台木头做的？这是一个卑贱的东西吗？
Is it to say this pulpit made of wood, a lowly vessel?
我们的家中金银不多。
In our home, we might not have too much gold
and silver. 要么不是木头的，主要的是木头的用具。
All of the furnitures we use are made of wood.
那借着这些，神要说明一些属灵的事情。
However, God uses this to show us some spiritual meaning.
我们的被造是用泥土造的。
Our creation is of dust.
神把我们摆在基督里头，成为新的创造。
Now God has placed us in Christ. We have become new creation.
除了在我们灵里，主的生命在我们里面。
But apart from spirit in which the Lord's life is in,
我们这个本来的这个人，
our whole body
还是一个样子。
Our whole person is just the same.
有我们的旧的人，
we have this old man.
有我们的天性，
we have our old nature.
都差不多。
It looks
没什么大两样。
There's not much difference.
有的时候因为受了一点恩典的教导。
Sometimes we receive the teaching of God's grace.
学习一点爱心，一点谦卑。
We have learned to love and we have learned to be humble.
但是里头很多时候仍然没有多少的改变。
But inside us, there is not much change.
这些是什么？
What is all this?
就是泥土的那一个特性。
This is the very nature of clay.
也就是圣经所说的那个木器瓦器的意思。
And it's what the Bible teaches, the vessels of wood and clay.
那为什么有人会变成金银的这个器贵重的器皿呢？
Then why do some people could become vessels of gold and silver?
他们在神的手中。
Because they are in God's hands.
经过神借着炼金的那个炉。
Through the furnace which God uses to refine gold,
炼银的一个鼎。
Through the crucible that God refines silver,
经过烈火的熬炼。
Through this hot fire's trial,
有金的属性。
Now the nature of gold,
金的属性是神的属性。
Which is the divine attribute of God.
银的特质是神主耶稣的救赎。
And as to this nature of silver, it speaks of the redemption of Jesus Christ.
主救了我们。
Now the Lord has saved us.
还要熬炼我们。
He will refine us.
借着十字架在我们身上做工。
And through the cross, He will work in us.
让我们慢慢有份于主的那个救赎。
Gradually, we'll become partakers of the Lord's redemption.
主救赎的工作能在我们身上有果效。
So that the Lord's redemptive work will bring out the fruit.
这是银所代表的属灵的意义。
And this is what the silver represents in terms of spiritual meaning.
而且主要熬炼我们。
And the Lord will refine us.
使我们有份于神的性情。
So that we will be partakers of God's divine nature.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
so beloved,
我们在主的手里。
We are all in God, the Lord.
一直要做一个工。
And He will continue to do this work.
让我们能够更多从我们的身上看见主救赎的工作。
So that more and more we will see the redemptive work of our Lord.
十字架在我们身上 盼望做出一些果效来。
The cross is on us, and it's going to bring out some outcome.
神试验我们，做工在我们的身上。
The Lord has tried us; He has worked in us.
盼望我们变成有份于精进的神的性情。
He hopes that we will be partakers of the very nature of gold.
若是这样。
If it could be done,
我们在今生在地上的年日
all of our earthly days in this world,
在神这个广大的家庭中
and in this great house of God,
我们慢慢的就能变成神所看为贵重的器皿
gradually we will be turned into this vessel deemed precious in the sight of God.
但这个我们变成金器银器
Now, as to us being turned into the vessels of gold and silver, we need to really commit ourselves to the Lord, to pursue after Him even more diligently, and obey Him even more. And then He will transform us into this vessel of gold and silver. But if we are simply saved, simply receive His grace, and even though we love the Lord, we want to serve Him, but if we only do things seeing good in our sight, and we're trying to cope with some people's demands, And then we do not know how to answer to the demand from God. Maybe we have so many services, so many work awaiting us. But if God is not merciful to us, we simply are vessels of wood and clay with all the services.
神说这是卑贱的器。
But God says,These are dishonorable, dishonorable vessels. So may the Lord be gracious to us. Today we need to pursue that even when we are in the house of God, as we pursue after God in the house of, One day we'll become the very honorable vessels.
那我们不能成为神贵重的器皿，不能成为神家中贵重的器皿。
If we cannot become the honorable vessels in the house of God,
那我们必定就是在神家中卑贱的器皿。
Then we will become these lowly, dishonorable vessels of His.
何等的可惜！
What a shame!
神出那么大的代价救了我。
Because God has paid such a great price for us.
就是要我们成为贵重的器。
So that we could become vessels of honor.
可是好多神的儿女让神失望。
But so many of God's children disappoint Him.
所以，哥林多前书第三章那里有火出现，要试验哥林的工程。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we see this fire appearing to test everyone's work.
很多时候我们是注意到，哎呀，我们要有好的工作，免得将来我们的工作侍奉都被火烧掉。
So many times we emphasize that we need to have good works, otherwise on that day all our good works will be burned up.
有这一方面的意思。
Yes, the text does have this meaning.
但是我觉得更重的意思。
But I feel that more important meaning is
就是神的工程。
Is that you and I are the work of God?
我们能否让神把经营做到我们身上来
？Are we able to allow God to work this gold and silver in us?
那是不能。
If not,
到那一天，我们没有让神来建造。
On that day, we know we haven't allowed Him to work in us.
将来在基督的台前。
And Later, before the judgment seat of Christ,
有人要听见主对他们说
Some people will hear God, the Lord speaking to them.
你们这些又良善又忠心的仆人
Well done, you good and, good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受神为你们所预备的喜乐
Come in to enjoy the joy that the God has prepared for him.
对那个领一千银子, 又饿又懒的仆人,
to that servant who had one talent, who was wicked and who was lazy.
他被赶到黑暗地方,
he was driven out inside of darkness. There he was weeping, gnashing of
teeth.
Why did this happen?
因为他们在地上的连累, 没有好好爱主, 好好接受主的工作,
because on his earthly days he did not love his Lord well, did not receive God's work in him. May the Lord be gracious to us. According to history of God's people, Matthew 13, 一直到16节, until 16.
我们没有时间读了，你们回去再读。
We do not have time to read them here. You just go back and read them. I just want to point out.
在这一段圣经里头给我们看见,
during this text, we could see here.
为什么主讲比喻呢?
Why did the Lord spoke parables?
因为很多人不要听, 怕听,
because so many people did not want to listen to
it.
Nor did they understand it.
可是感谢主, 主对门徒们说,
but thank the Lord that the Lord said this to
his
disciples. Blessed are you, because your eyes have seen, your ears have heard, your hearts understand it.
看见什么,
what did they see? What did they understand?
看见,
they saw, they understood the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
是蒙福的人,
so these people are the blessed ones. Now that skip all the time of the New Testament.
到了使徒的末了,
when we come to the end of the apostles,
神子民的教会,
the church of God's people, gradually encounter all these problems.
到了启示录二三章,
when we come to the second and third chapter of Revelation, the Lord mentioned seven churches.
其中有五个教会,
among them, five churches
都是失败的教会,
were ones who backfilled. Even though they had received blessings from God in so many places, however, the Lord's heart was not satisfied, therefore the Lord rebuked them. Some of them departed from the first love. Some of them received the wrong doctrine. Some churches publicly worship the idols. And the very last church. Although they had been so greatly blessed by the Lord, they knew the Lord.
蒙恩到一个地步,
but they had received this blessing to such extent. They failed. There's nothing they did not know. There is none of the spiritual things they do not understand. Therefore, they shut the door. They were simply enjoying themselves. We had become rich, became wealthy, we lacked nothing. These were their past experiences. But they felt they were so blessed. Even the Lord was shut outside the door and they had no feeling to
it.
Maybe at every meeting of theirs, they said, thank the Lord today, we meet in the name of the Lord.
感谢神,
that the Lord is in our midst. They felt they were so blessed. Much better than the other churches. Oh, what a dreadful thing. Our Lord was even shut outside the door. And they had no feeling. Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣蒙死后被钉十字架死了三天复活,
Lord Jesus was crucified. 3 days later, he rose again.
在地上40天,
and he appeared on earth for 40 days, appeared to his disciples.
后来逼解上升,
and then he was taken up.
无神节圣灵降临,
on the Pentecost, day of Pentecost, he came down.
教会在各地, 产生了。
The Holy Spirit came down, therefore the whole churches were brought forth.
借着使徒们和门徒们在各地建立教会。
And the Lord, through the disciples and apostles, established churches all over the places.
开头各地的教会相当蒙恩。
In the beginning, all the churches were so blessed, receiving His grace, but
经过三十年、五十年以后
，After 30-50 years later，
教会荒凉了。
The churches became desolate.
大体的教会失败了。
In general, the churches failed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这给我们看见什么
？What does this show us？
他们本来是神的借作。
That they were originally God's masterpiece.
是神的新创造。
God's new creation,
在基督里头造成的
created in Christ.
可是才经过三十年五十年
but it's within only 30-50 years.
有的使徒们还在世
even when some of the apostles still were alive.
好多教会的光景都失败了
the conditions of all the many of the churches and
faith 这给我们看见
failed and this
enabled
us to see God's masterpiece.As to God's masterpiece, how difficult our Lord has,
需要圣徒们配合
we need God's mercy, and we need all the saints to cooperate with God.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
主若愿意
Lord willing,
我们盼望在明天，在主日，我们还有三次聚会。
Tomorrow and also on Sunday, we still have three meetings.
我们要来看一件事情。
We will come to consider one thing.
到底主在他子民身上要怎样的来做工
？That is exactly how the Lord wants to work in His people.
我想再补充一点。
And I want just to add one more thing.
刚才谈到初期教会的历史。
We mentioned the early church's history.
才不过几十年。
Just score decades of
years. 整个苏联的光景改变得何等可怕
Oh, how frightening the whole spiritual condition turned into.
教会的心何等的痛苦
So, it really grieved our Lord's heart.
何等的失望
How disappointed our Lord was.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
很感谢主
Thank the Lord.
希伯来书第十二章
Hebrews 12.
他那里告诉我们
There we read.
我们我想你们用圣经来看
Verse 1 to verse 3.
也许我们还是大家一同读一遍。
Shall we again read it in unison?
我们既有这许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。我们在这里刚才说的是教会的失败。
Here we just mentioned the age of the church.
是神子民的失败。
And also God's children's failure.
很感谢神。
But thank God.
在普遍荒凉失败的光景中。
Even in this prevalent desolation among the churches.
神仍然在他子民中做奇妙的工作。
God continues to work this wonderful work in His people.
多少人蒙神的保守。
And so many of God's children are kept by God.
在极大的荒凉失败的神子民中。
In this extreme desolation among God's people.
他们蒙保守成为得胜者。
These people are kept to become overcomers.
这就是启示录头三章给我们看。
And this is what the first three chapters of Revelation show us.
一面主在那里责备他们的失败。
On the one hand, the Lord rebuked them about their failure.
要他们悔改。
Told them to repent.
一面神在主在那里呼召得胜者。
On the other hand, the Lord called overcomers.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从圣经里头给我们看见。
From the Bible, we see this.
从人类蒙被造以后。
After man is created,
一直到基督来的时候,
until the time Christ comes,
圣经里面给我们看见,
the scriptures show us,
其中有一些的古人,
that there are some people of old,
他们特别蒙主的保守,
being especially kept by him,
接受神奇妙的工作,
and they receive the Lord, a God's wonderful work,
使他们成为神家中宝贵重的器皿。
So they became all these vessels for honor.
那么刚才我们读了这一段圣经。
Now the text we just read.
头一个见证人。
It speaks of the first witness.
是谁？
Who is this?
就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他因为看见摆在他面前的喜乐。
For the joy set before him.
这个前面的喜乐是什么？
And what is this joy?
一面好像说他经过十字架的死。
On the one hand, it seems that our Lord went through the death on the cross.
完成了主救赎的工。
Accomplished the Lord's redemptive work.
他要被接到荣耀里面。
And he was received up into glory.
神的旨意因着他的顺服。
And because of the Lord's submission that God's will was done.
我相信有这一面的意思。
I believe it does contain this meaning.
在这一段圣经里头。
However, in this paragraph.
到底什么是摆在主前面的喜乐呢?
What exactly is that joy that's set before
Jesus? 在主面前的喜乐是什么呢?
What is that joy before the Lord?
是父的喜乐。
That is the joy of God the Father.
因为他看见父的喜乐。
Because our Jesus saw Father's joy.
愿意放下他自己。
He's willing to let go of himself.
愿意走这条最艰难十字架的道路。
He was willing to walk on this most difficult way of the cross.
父亲的喜乐。
God's Father.
成为他支持的力量。
Father God's joy has become the sustaining power.
扶持他，让他
背起。
Upholding him.人手不能背起的十字架。
So he was able to bear this cross that people could not bear.
我们背十字架。
When we take up the cross.
有神的恩典，有主的保守。
We have God's grace, we have the keeping of the Christ.
有圣灵的帮助。
We even have the help of the Comforter.
但是主的十字架。
But the Lord's cross.
是非常非常沉重的十字架。
Is so heavy, such a heavy cross.
他要承担我们全人类的罪孽。
Because the Lord had to bear all the iniquities of the whole world.
全人类千千万万的罪孽都压在这个圣洁的羔羊身上。
The whole world, the whole myriad of sins are now being placed on him.
他是在被压垮了。
And our Lord simply was crushed.
他受不了，他害怕。
He couldn't stand it. He was afraid.
而且父要离弃他。
On top of that, Father God would depart from him.
感谢神。
But thank God.
主都领受了。
Our Lord endured it all.
什么叫他能够走这个路？
What is it that enabled our Lord to walk in this way?
随着父亲的喜乐。
It is because the joy of the Father God.
他体贴天父的心。
He went after Father's heart.
这一个体贴的心。And
with this heart to go after a father's heart became his power. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord be gracious to us.
除了主以外,
apart from the Lord,
希伯来书十二章,
Hebrews 12,
是接着前面第十一章,
follows chapter 11,
说到很多蒙恩的古人, 他们的见证,
of all the men of old being greatly blessed by God, speaks of their testimony.
那为什么主耶稣会会是头一个见证人呢?
Thank God, why is our Jesus is the first witness?
他比前面十一章那些古人都厚啊。
Didn't Jesus come later after all those saints before in chapter 11?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从我们的头脑不明白。
Because with our head, we cannot understand.
怎么主耶稣是头一个见证人呢?
How could our Jesus become the first witness?
请记得他是神。
Please remember, he is God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他曾经活在时间里头。
Once he lived within the framework of time.
但他是一个超时间、超空间的神。
However, he is a God who transcends time and space.
启示录第十三章。
Revelation chapter
13.
I don't recall it's verse 6 or 7, we just mentioned it in passing.
乃是从创世以来就被杀的羔羊。
Lord Jesus is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
这是原文的意思。
This is the original rendering.
和本的圣经没有翻得很清楚。
Our Chinese Bible didn't translate it that clearly.
他是从创世以来就被杀的。
Our Lord was slain from foundation of the world. From foundation of the Lord, of the world, our Lord was raised from the dead.
Because
he is God.
所以他是头一个寻道者。
Therefore, he is the first martyr.
亚伯跟着他。
Followed him.
底下的所有许多的古圣都是跟随这一个羔羊的脚踪。
All the saints in old age simply follow the footsteps of the lamb.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从好多古人的身上我们看见。
From all these men of old, we could see.
他们本来在神手中跟我们也一样。
They originally in the hand of God are just like us.
神做工在他们的身上。
But God works in them.
要证明一件事。
To prove one thing,
他们是不合用的器皿,
showing them that they are simply vessels, not useful, bad vessels.
但是他们愿意把自己交在神手里,
but they're willing to offer themselves to the hand of God.
最终,
in the end,
他们成为神手中宝贵的器皿,
they become vessels for honor.
原来我多两三分钟, 好。
Excuse me for just taking another 2 or 3 minutes of yours.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我记得在零五年,
I remember in 2005,
一月二十八号到三十号,
January 28th to 30th,
我曾在这里用四次的聚会跟你们讲到摩西。
I had a fellowship with you here in 4 sessions on Moses.
同年的2月5号到6号。
February 5th to 6th of the same year.
有三堂跟你们讲到大卫。
And I share with you in 3 sessions on David.
从这两位神伟大的仆人身上。
From these 2 great figures of God, we could see this.
他们曾经被握在主的手中。
Once they were held in God's hand.
主在他们身上一直给他们看见。
And God continued to let them see.
他们是如何的不合神的心意。
That they were so unuseful in terms of God's heart.
在神的手中是一个坏的器皿。
In God's hand, they were bad vessels.
感谢主。
But thank God.
这两位古圣。
These 2 old saints.
让神一再的向他们证明一件事。
Simply allow God to continue to prove one thing to them.
不合用, 不合用。
That they were not useful.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他们一直把自己交在神手。
They simply continue to offer themselves to the hand of God.
最终这两位古圣。
In the end, these 2 old saints.
到了末了，他们都过关了。
At the end, they passed all the exams.
都变成神手中合用的器皿。
They all became vessels useful in the hand of God.
是贵重的器皿。
They are vessels for honor. Brothers and sisters.
不知道你们还记得吗?
I don't know if you still recall that.
我们要回想它。
Now, please do reflect on that.
主若愿意，明天我要讲一个反面的人物。
Tomorrow, I will share with you a figure of
opposite way. 有许多许多的工作。
That God has so many works in this person.
但很可惜啊。
Quite a shame.
到了末了。
In the end.
好像这个器皿是坏的器皿。
As if this vessel is ruined.
叫神多么的难过伤心。
Oh, how this disappointed grieved God.
感谢神。从摩西大卫的身上
But on the part of Moses and David
他是给我们留下一个美好的榜样
They have left us this wonderful example
让我们愿意效法他们
So that we'll be willing to follow them
把自己交在神的手中
Offer yourself to the hand of God
但是从一些古人身上的失败
But also from the failures of the same old saints
让我们引为鉴戒
we could use them as warnings to us.
如果主愿意，明天要跟你们讲一个人。
I will share with you tomorrow.
好多弟兄姐妹都熟悉的。
One person, and a lot of you are familiar with.
大卫王的儿子所罗门。
That is the son of David, Solomon.
啊，他悔改了没有？
Whether he repented.
盼望明天 晚上或者明天早上，你们好好思想一下，所罗门一生是怎样经过的。
Maybe tonight into morning, how the Lord dealt with Solomon.
我愿意跟弟兄们、姐妹们看一件一个问题。
I would like to consider this question together with you.
到底所罗门后来有没有悔改？
That the issue is whether in the end Solomon repented or not.
我盼望从圣经里头一同来看，来寻找答案。
I hope.Through the Bible, we will search for the answer together.
好，感谢主。
Praise,
那主日早上，我可能和弟兄姐妹们交通另外一个人。
And Sunday morning, I would like to share another Bible figure with you.
就是耶和华的先知巴兰所走的道路。
That is the Lord God's prophet Balaam, the way he walked in.
如果可能，你们也有点思考。
Lord willing, would you please also meditate on the matters regarding Balaam?
所罗门的经文太多了，不知道给你们什么经文。
There is so many texts about Solomon, so I don't even know where to start.
但是先知巴兰有几段的圣经，你们有时间好好看一下。
But as to Balaam, the prophet of God, I'll share with you
民数记22章
on these verses, Numbers 22
to 25,
chapter 22 to 25.
这几章的圣经。
And please read all these verses in these chapters.
彼得后书
and also 2 Peter,
第二章
chapter 2,
十五十六两节
verses 15 and 16.
他说到巴兰的身份。
They speak of
status.
I would like to conclude my sharing now.
朱弟兄，带我们有一点祷告。
Brother Chu, would you please pray for us?
我们请低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.